Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman, your agri-marketing pros.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In our interview this week, I am speaking to Gene Millard, who is the Executive Director for the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. Gene, welcome to the Zimcast.
Thank you, Chuck, and good to be with you here in sunny Phoenix.
Yes, we're here at the NAMA Convention in Phoenix, Arizona. What I wanted to do, first of all, Gene, is point out to our listeners some of the changes that have taken place in NAFB as an organization just within literally less than the last year.
Well, we've had obviously a number of issues that we needed to face, and with realities of the world. And there was, Ken Root was a tremendous infusion of energy into the NAFB office for a two-year period of time, and Ken made it known that his love was on the broadcast side, so we knew we wouldn't keep him in that position for an extended period. And my background was in the marketing and promotion side of NAFB after taking a retirement for after 39 years in radio. That seemed to be long enough, but whatever the case, they asked me if I would serve as exec director here for a while, and I agreed due to my, belief and loyalty and knowledge of the importance of this industry of serving agriculture.
So at the convention for the association last year, I know there were some changes voted in the actual organizational structure.
Right.
Could you point out what those are and what those mean for the organization?
Yeah, the structure was adjusted to better reflect the needs of the association's representation. And in historically, we've had two classifications of membership. It's voting members, farm broadcasters, and then everybody else was called associates. The restructuring was to integrate the management and the sales side of many of our station networks, to integrate them more closely into the organization, to give them representation, as it is an overall effort to sustain farm broadcasting in all of our nation and networks and stations. So the structure involves now what they call a broadcast council, which is the on-air farm broadcasters that do the on-air work day-to-day throughout the year. And by the way, Chuck, that number is up a couple from a year ago, and so while there's some concern about declining number of farm broadcasters out there, that's ceased to be the case, as we're seeing some new entities come on stream, as well as some properties that had not been in membership earlier that are electing now to join the NAFB. So we're glad to see that. The other section then is we call the Management Council, which is made up of station personnel other than the farm broadcaster. So anybody that's in the farm broadcast entity that has a broadcast council member is eligible to participate in the management council, and therefore they can vote at the convention for a representation on the board of directors. So that we have now on the board of directors two members from management and sales from our organization that are sitting on the board of directors with a vote. And so that is a major structural change. The other aspect of the association is called Allied Industry, and that is for our many associates and friends in commodity organizations to our commercial partners and advertisers and their agency people. They're all important parts of our industry, obviously, with NAFB, and so they're really designated as the Allied Council members. And that's where they're displayed in the directory. The directory has just been published. Completed, and we've heard a lot of favorable comments about it. It has a new look, kind of a historical look in some respects, more back the same size as the directories were years back. And we also have all this information posted on NAFB.com's website.
As you look at NAFB, again, looking down the road, what do you see for the future as we move ahead?
Well, as we move down the road, there's one thing that is, I think, going to be important for, I think, everyone to remember, and that is that farm broadcasting may adjust its style, it may adjust its delivery, it may adjust its target audience, it may diversify, but it is truly the best local, live, easily accessible, and free communication medium that's out there. Certainly, there's new technologies coming along. I think we're going to see farm broadcasters utilizing other streams of vehicles like internet and audio delivery in that manner, and email and certainly website development as a partnership with their on-air broadcast. As time may be more restricted in some geographies or stations or networks than others, they can fill in a lot of those extra hours of information that they have available to them by simply providing it through another means.
And I know there have been, besides the position you've taken with the organization, some other organizational changes in terms of the staff itself. Right. Maybe just update us on the staff that now works for the organization.
Okay, I took over the executive director's responsibility, which I perceive as being a managerial role, because the board of directors really establishes policy, the membership votes the rules, regs, and the direction they want to go, and that type of thing. So I really have accepted the role more of a management. That's kind of been my background besides being a farmer. I don't know whether that's a liability or an asset, but nevertheless, so I'm back to working budgets and making sure that our resources are properly accounted and that we are finding ways of increasing value and reducing expense. I mean, that's the name of everybody's business, and it's no different than an association. We're using our members' resources. We want to use them wisely. And for instance, on the directory, we reduced costs this year by several thousand dollars, and yet the directory is very attractive and serves its purpose and is deliverable and is available on a website. We're converting a lot of things to electronic delivery. Chats is an external publication that NAFB has had for many, many, many years. It is an excellent monthly reminder of what farm broadcasters are doing, where they're at, who's involved, something that's going on in their local regions, state policies, issues, focus on events, for instance, Washington Watch coming up here the 1st of May. But Chats is now electronically delivered. And in many respects, it's far more expansive and looks so much better than what we were going through in the printed format and then putting in the mail. So it's a matter of now of getting that information in. The turnaround time is fast, and a quality product's been delivered at lower cost. So, you know, that's what we're about, delivering higher quality service for less cost.
Wonderful. Well, I've been speaking with Gene Millard, who is the Executive Director for the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.